In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Because we are celebrating the feast of Saint Anastasia, who is a martyr, the gospel that is read is the gospel of the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. And over and over, I have told you that this parable is the most dangerous words in the entire Bible, because it shows people who are looking very good from outside. They look virgins, waiting for Christ, have the clothes of virgins, they have their lamps lit on, you know, they look like very, very good people from outside, but from inside they are lacking oil. From inside they're lacking oil. They're lacking the real life with Christ. They're lacking the fullness of the Spirit. It's just from outside, but inside, it's just very, 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 very empty. You know when you feel that? You feel that when you stand to pray, and if there are no words in front of you, you don't have anything to say. You know when this is applied on us? When we are desperate, but we don't know what to do. What should we pray? What do we do? Or when we're going through a hard time and God is silent, can't hear anything. Because God doesn't speak ever from outside. God speaks from the inside. So if the inside is not ready, if the inside is empty, is hollow, nothing is going to come out. Very, very dangerous. Anyways, the positive part here that the Pauline epistle showed us how to be wise virgins. Most important thing, and I want to tell you, is the most important and practical part of the New Testament. They call it the part of being filled with the Spirit. It's Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. He says here, therefore, Ephesians 5, I want to say 21. Or maybe 17. Therefore, do not be unwise. See, the Pauline epistle going along with the reading. The reading say wise, and then you want to be wise? Listen to the Pauline epistle. Do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Actually, a little bit before, he said, so then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Anyone understands? Here the answer. You want to be wise and not foolish? Here is the answer. Redeeming the time. How do you spend your time? How do you spend not every minute, but every second of your life? How do you spend your time? And if you think that there is time to waste, then you're not wise. You waste your time, you waste your life. If your time doesn't have a lot of chunks for God and for spiritual and for heaven, then there is a problem here. If there is a lot of TV, it is a disaster there. If there is a lot of computer and Facebook and stuff like this, is foolishness 100%. I can give you a guarantee and I stamp it that you are a foolish virgin. You want to get this stamp today? Waste your time and come, I'll give you a stamp that you are a foolish virgin. That's not my words. These are the words of the Bible here. Redeeming the time. Don't waste the time. Use it for eternal life. Same way you use your money for God. Because it's a gift from God. And there's no time to waste. Number one, redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. Because you don't know what's coming tomorrow. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Number two. So first one, redeem the time. Number two, انتوا صحين ولا نايمين؟ ده انا بقول لكم ده هيقول لكم وايز ولا فولش؟ حرام عليكم. خلي بالكم. ده ديت فيها الانسرز كلها. جبت الامتحان كلها هنا. نمبر 1 ريديمينج. ما تتكسفوش دي كلمة ربنا لو قلتوها مش يعني مش ها؟ ما فيهاش حاجة. نمبر 1 ريديمينج ذا تايم. Maybe when you say it يعني you'll understand it and it comes into you. Redeeming the time. Number 2 understand what the will of the Lord is. What does that mean? Before you do any action, is this what you want me to do, Lord? Do you want me to go to this place? Do you want me to say this word? Do you want me to put on this cloth? Do you want me to waste my time or use my time this way? You want me to go to school or work or search for a job or get married or be single or do this or do that? Understand what the will of the Lord is. If this could be my goal, what is the will of the Lord? Because I'm seeking His will, to do His will, to please Him. So redeeming the time, and second, in understand what the will of the Lord is. And then he says, do not be drunk with wine. No commentary is needed here. In which dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Instead of be high with drink, be high with God. You know, fill yourself more with, be filled with the Spirit. Actually, the answer of all of the, this is actually all of it, is how to be filled with the Spirit. How to do that? Redeeming the time, understand what the will of the Lord is. And the third is speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melodies in your heart to the Lord. Psalms, songs, spiritual hymns. Fill your oil. Fill yourself with the presence of God. The more you do that, the more you read your psalms. If you complain about the Agbaya, here it is, being filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Singing and making melodies in your heart to the Lord. Let this be your meditation day and night. Reciting that. Saying that over and over. Memorizing that. Putting that in your heart day after day. That will make the life of Christ come into your life and come inside of you. There is no way you fill the outside, the inside with God unless you use the outside. Use your time. Use your reading ability. Reading a lot and praying psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. A lot. Not only quality, but also quantity, so you can fill in. Actually, the five foolish virgins, they had oil. Did they have oil or didn't? They had oils in their lamps, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. It was only good for a little bit, but they ran out after that. We have faith, yes, for a little bit, but any extra trial, we can take it. We have oil. We have the Spirit for a little bit, but more than this, no more. That's why he says, be filled with the Spirit. Maybe your prayer is not enough. Maybe your psalms, you know, the two psalms that you're praying every day, maybe it's time to make them five, six, or finish the psalms and the prayer when you do the Agbaya. Maybe recite that. Maybe the music needs to change, because it says, singing in your heart to the Lord. The heart will sing only what the mouth is singing and what the ears are listening. Maybe you need to change that. Redeeming the time, understanding what the will of the Lord is, singing with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And the fourth is giving thanks always for all things to God. Giving thanks always. Being grateful for everything. Accepting anything from God's hands. Knowing that it is from God. Whether a circumstance or a difficulty or a problem or a blessing, giving thanks always for all things. Shakirina kulla hin ala kulli shay. Giving thanks always fills you more with the presence of God. I don't know how. I don't know what's good in it, but I learned to give thanks always. And I know when we give thanks always, we understand later on the wisdom of God. God wants to change us from the inside. And God wants to bless the church from the inside out. Not with the prayers and the fasting we're doing from outside, but the real change from inside. Building the inside. Building the hearts. Filling the life with the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit. Redeeming the time. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Singing psalms and hymns and melodies in your heart to the Lord. And fourth, giving thanks always for all things. May God fill us all with the Holy Spirit, because that's what's going to build the church, protect the church, and help the church against all enemies. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.